This is WC Chronicles of the Shiny Squirrel Podcast. This podcast goes back to the very first episode that we did. This is Maya May as Grandma Petunia from January 26th of this year. This was before we joined the Podbean host website, and we were just uploading them on YouTube. But this was the very first episode, number one, and we thought we'd like to share it with you, so enjoy. Time for the Shiny Squirrel Podcast Improv Comedy featuring Maya May as Grandma Petunia.
Hello, everyone. Theme song.
Oh, theme song. Yes, theme song.
Theme song. No more.
This is good.
Okay, no,
that's
not,
good enough.
You know I mean that much.
Okay.
That's much music.
Oh, Grandma, how have you been? We haven't seen you in a while.
I'm okay. I'm good. Trying to calm myself down.
Trying to calm yourself down. This is your first podcast, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast, improv comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's good to see you. You got to show everybody your trademark cane that you have there. And why is that cane so special?
Because my great-grandfather killed people with this gun handle, and then I put it in a cane so I can hold it every second of the day.
Now, is it true that the ivory from the that you have there on the bear, on the handle is from a mammoth tusk?
Yes, a very, very old one.
Now, did you kill the mammoth yourself?
I did not kill it. He did.
He did, okay.
He made this gun.
It was the last mammoth on Earth,
mm-hmm.
and it sacrificed its tusk for that ivory.
Yep. And then my other family, the rest of my family, ate the meat.
The meat, the mammoth meat. How does mammoth meat taste?
I don't know. I wasn't born yet.
Oh, you weren't born yet. Okay.
That was my great-great-great
Okay. By the way, I'm WC Chronicle. I'm off camera here, just narrating away as we go along this podcast. It's in the inauguration of it. Well, we're going to play some games. Would you like to do that, Grandma?
I don't like games, but it's okay, I guess.
It's okay? It's okay. All right. Well, the first game is called Name That Bite. It's going to be where I'm going to read some quotes from this past week from people, and then you're going to have to guess who said it, okay? You want some theme music for it?
Yes.
Okay.
Theme music.
It's time for Name That Bite, which is a sound bite from the week, in which Grandma will have to guess what it is. All right, the first one is, I thought I wasn't smart. I just couldn't retain anything. Now I had this great discovery. Who said it? Was it Tom Brady, football player regarding the deflated football situation? Or Jennifer Aniston regarding her discovery that she was dyslexic as a child? Or TV character George Costanza from Seinfeld?
Jennifer Aniston.
Are you sure?
Yes, that's my final answer.
Are you related to her?
Because my great-grandfather, my great-great-great,
yeah.
But my great-grandfather, his cousin was married to her at a time, for like a week.
But then
she divorced him.
I see.
She's stupid.
She's too stupid. Well, you know what? You got that right. It was Jennifer Aniston who said that.
Oh, look at me. See, I know my family.
I know them. Very good, very good.
I know them very well.
All right, next one. Number two. It's fun being stupid. You don't gotta worry about nothing. You don't have to read books, and you never die. Who said that? Was it Beyonce singing lyrics to a cover version song by the Stooges? Was it Martha Stewart regarding being on autopilot when she's cleaning house? Or was it Peter Griffin, a Family Guy episode where Meg gets Brian, the dog, to take her SAT test? Who do you think said that?
I thought it was from Family Guy.
That is right. It's Peter Griffin from Family Guy said that.
Oh, See, I'm so good at this. I love games. Well, I don't like games, but I'm good at games.
You're very good at games. Alright, our final one. Are you a yogi who can't even deal? Are you a yogi who can't even deal? What do you think that's in relation to?
Yoga.
Yoga? Well, here's the three people. Who said it? Was it Tracy Anderson, a self-established yoga guru? Mario Lopez, on how he was overcoming a leg pain injury from his stint on Dancing with the Stars? Or was it Kid Rock lyrics singing a new country song?
I think it was the first one.
The first one? Tracy. Yes. You are correct. You are 3 for 3.
Oh, look at me. I'm a star already because I win this game.
You know your stuff so far, Grandma. You really know your stuff. Is your back okay there?
I don't know.
Have you been having medical problems this week, Grandma?
Kind of. I fell off my stairs.
You fell off your stairs? How did you fall off your stairs? Were you chasing something?
I was going down with my cane. Now I have one of those chairs.
Oh.
Go up.
How many stairs do you usually have to go up?
Three. So much. I cannot.
So this new lifter that will help you go up those three stairs?
Mm-hmm. Usually, I sit in a chair on the side of the wall, and it brings me up.
And then how often do you have to use it in the daytime?
Well, I kind of moved in downstairs, so I don't have to move it that much, because I used to sleep upstairs when I was young, and you know, could walk up the stairs.
When you were a healthy woman.
Yes, but now I kind of move on downstairs,
Do you prefer it that way?
Yes, I only go upstairs to use the bathroom.
Well, what about a medical bracelet? Is that a medical bracelet you have on there? You know, the one that if you fall in and you can't get up?
No, I have a necklace. It's under my shirt.
Oh,
When I shower, I fall sometimes. I call them, they help me.
Oh, they come and help you get out of the shower or in the shower, so that automatically?
Yes.
That's, you know, you probably get paid for that, I bet.
Yes, they help me with my insurance.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to hear. Well, are you ready for the next one?
Okay, I'm ready.
It's the popped music quiz. Popped music quiz. This is music that's popped, these are songs that were around at one time or another, but they're just not that popular anymore. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play you a clip, and then you have to figure out what it is. Okay, you ready for the first one? Here it comes. Okay, if you want to hear it again?
No, I'm okay.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yes.
What do you think that is?
I remember that song. That was when my father got away from my mother.
Oh, your father got away
from
your mother?
Yes, he divorced and he leave and he got his plane ticket to America.
Uh-huh.
And that's what he sang. He say bye Petunia. I'm going to United States away from your mother. And he sang that song, and I don't care.
He sang that song? Well, I want to hear it again, just one more time.
Okay.
Here we go. So that's the song he sang when he divorced your mother.
Yes.
And came here to, was getting, go ahead and elaborate a little bit more.
Well, he didn't exactly sing that same song. He said, I've got 2 tickets to America.
Uh-huh.
I will go, and he told me he's going to meet a new girl and marry her.
Marry her, okay. Well, that's a pretty good rendition of that, but it's actually a song by Eddie Money called 2 Tickets to Paradise. We'll play just a few moments here of it. So that's the song that your dad sang?
Yes, my father. But it's okay because he came to America, he found nobody. Nobody liked him. He's ugly.
He found nobody? He's ugly?
Yes, he's very ugly. That's why he found nobody.
So.
But see, I come out beautiful.
Yes, you're still very beautiful. How old are you, Grandma?
I'm
I know, don't ask a woman her age, I know.
Very rude.
Very rude. Okay, well, that's Eddie Money doing two tickets to Paradise. Are you ready for the second one?
Yes,
you're getting good at this. You did very well at the first one. Okay, here we go. What do you think that is?
I know that song too. It's funny, that song I know on there.
What song is that?
I don't know what it's called, but I used to sing it. I sung it. I came up with this song.
You wrote this song?
Well, I came up with it. Maybe someone stole my paper.
Are you sure?
Wrote down the lyrics and notes. Yeah. And they stole it and they make their own song.
Shoop, shoop, shoop.
Yes.
What's a shoop, shoop?
Well, when my mother, she used to make me clean house. She don't want to clean the house.
She don't want to clean the house?
She make me clean the house.
Uh-huh.
And so I have the broom. I go shoom, shoom, shoom.
It's about brooming.
Yes.
Sweeping. Shoop, 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 shoop.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you're kind of off on that one a little bit, Grandma.
Am I?
Just a little bit. That's a song from 1995 by Whitney Houston that she did in the movie called Exhale, the Shoop Shoop song.
It's still called the Shoop Shoop song, like cleaning with broom. I came up with it. She can make it whatever she wants. But I came up with the lyrics,
yes,
and the notes and stuff.
Uh-huh. So Shoop Shoop is actually about sweeping.
Yes. She heard me sweep and sing. She said, oh, that's hit song right there. That's hit song.
I didn't realize the broom could make a noise of beats and rhythms when you're sweeping like that, the motion and everything. Well, I did not know that. That's good to know.
The more you know every day.
I like that. Well, are you ready for the last and final one?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm very good at this, I know.
You're getting very good at this.
After this, can I take my medication?
Yes, you can take your medication.
Okay.
You keep it there in your cane, don't you?
Yes. It's like it's right here.
It's right there.
Compartment.
Hold that up a little higher and show people where that is.
It's in here, and like a little tiny compartment.
Okay.
That's where it is, okay? That's where I hide my pills.
Okay, the third and final one. Here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Oh, hang on. Let's turn up the volume here a little bit. We'll get that. Here we go. What is that one? You want to hear that again?
No, it's okay. I know.
Okay.
I
keep forgetting you have good hearing.
That's when I go to school. Every day of my life, I go to school. All those boys sing about me.
They sing about you?
They sing about
me. Every
day?
They
say, oh, Petunia is so beautiful. They love me.
Uh-huh.
They love me every day. And they sing this song when I walk in to school.
Yes.
And the wind blow in my hair.
Did you wear a scarf then at that time?
No, I didn't. I wore it around my neck.
Mm-hmm.
Like over my neck.
So was that throughout your entire school career that they would sing
yes,
it to you?
Yes, every day since daycare. Daycare, since kindergarten and stuff.
They would sing that song
yes,
to you?
Every day.
Well, you know, I didn't know that was the story of the song because that's a song by Toby Keith called How Do You Like Me Now? It's a country song.
Yes, I know.
Now, was that when you were there? Tell everybody what you're
from.
Yes,
I'm from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they sing every day. They know this song.
They know this song?
Yes.
How popular is country music in Russia?
Not very popular. Not very popular.
Yeah.
But this song is popular.
I don't think I've ever seen any Russians wear cowboy boots.
You don't have to wear anything to sing a song. You have to have good voice.
Even country music?
Yes.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter? All right, that's very interesting. Well, that's 3 for 3 that you got on the popped music with Grandma. Very well. Well, I'm going to let you take your pick now. Would you like to do the pop culture report with Grandma, or would you like to do boat, racehorse, or something my mom said?
Let's do the pop culture.
You want to do the pop culture?
Hold on. I have to take my pills.
Oh, you have to take your pills. Go ahead and take your pills. How about if I go ahead and start the music, and then you can give your own introduction about the popped music, or the popped culture report.
Okay.
Need some water there?
I'm good, I'm
okay. Okay.
I have enough saliva.
We have enough saliva, okay. Is that indigenous to Russians?
I'm old. I get a lot more saliva.
Okay. All right. Well, it's time for the Pop Culture Report with Grandma. This is where I'm going to read her some news events that have happened throughout the week. And I'm sure Grandma's going to have some thoughts about that. Do you like that theme song there?
Yes, but it's too much now. Turn it off.
Turn it off. Okay, yes. Theme song off. All right. Well, the world's biggest tomato. You okay?
Yes, I'm good.
You stretching there a little bit?
Yes.
Okay. The world's biggest tomato, which can feed a family of four, launched in the UK called Gianana Tomato, planted can grow an enormous fruit about 10 inches wide and as heavy as 3 pounds, about 12 times this regular size of the average salad tomato.
Oh my gosh, no.
What?
They are lying.
They're lying?
No.
Yes. Why are they lying?
Because I grew the biggest tomato.
You grew the biggest tomato.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the biggest tomato. How did you grow it?
It was as big as 3 cars.
3 cars?
On top of each other.
On top of each
and
other.
And weighed as much as 1 car.
Weighed as much as 1 car.
Yes.
And what special fertilizer or water did you use to make it grow big?
I don't use no fertilizer, just let it grow. But I come every day.
Every day.
Go into the garden. And I kiss the tomato.
You kiss the tomato?
Yes, and I touch the tomato. Like if it had hair,
yes.
Go like that.
Yeah.
But it didn't, so I just touched it like that. And I was singing the song every day.
You sang this song to a tomato?
Yes.
And that made it grow big?
Yes.
What song did you sing to it? Two Tickets to Paradise?
No.
Okay. What did you sing it?
I sing a song. You want me to sing?
I would love for you to sing that tomato song that makes it grow.
I will sing. Grow, tomato, grow for me. I come by every day and I kiss you. And I touch you and I sing to you. So grow, tomato, grow.
And that made the tomato grow.
Yes, I like the music. I sang so good. I sang so good.
Could you do that like with a banana or an avocado?
No, it's just tomato. You have to sing a different song for each fruit.
Different song for each fruit? Well, let's say if it was a plum, what would you sing to the plum to make it grow big like that?
Plum, grow, grow plum, grow for me, I take care of you, I sing you song, grow plum, grow.
So, all right, you can sing to fruits and vegetables. Tell me, if you sing to a cow, will it give more milk?
I don't know, I have not tried yet.
Or to a goat, will it give more milk?
I don't know. I have not tried yet because to get more milk, it has to eat more.
Well, let's say you wanted a chicken to lay more eggs. What kind of song would you sing to a chicken? Even if you've never done that, what kind of song should I sing to a chicken to make it lay more eggs?
Okay, you sing this. Chicken lay egg. Chicken lay egg. I'm going to eat it, even though it's your baby, but I'm going to eat your egg.
Very good. I think we'll have to try that. That's pretty interesting.
Yes.
Anyway, that has been the Pop Culture Report with Grandma.
Now, theme song going out of it. Sad one.
Oh, yes,
because it's we're leaving. We're not going to Dulce.
Yes, yes, theme song going out. And that's the Pop Culture Report with Grandma. Is that enough theme song? Good, okay. Well, I was wondering, how would we like to get Tiffany in here, maybe? Maybe Tiffany would like to play boat, racehorse, or something Mom said.
I hate Tiffany. Tiffany's so stupid, but I call her anyways. I couldn't get her.
You want to go out and get her?
Is yes.
She's outside there in the lobby?
You have me to go get her?
Yeah, why don't you go get her?
Okay.
Go get Tiffany come in. But okay. We want to thank you for coming by, Grandma.
Okay, bye.
Go get Tiffany. Tiffany will be here in a moment. Tiffany is a strong, opinionated. Well, we'll let Tiffany introduce herself. She's quite an amazing young person. Tiffany will be here in a moment.
Well, hello.
Well, hello, Tiffany. How have you been?
I'm good.
You're good. Why are you good? You're all smiley and bright. And...
Well, the Lord has made my day shiny and bright.
Oh, shiny and bright, like Windex on a new window. Or...
Yes, it's. Today has been a good day because you know what?
Why?
Because today is Sunday.
Sunday.
Today is the day of the Lord.
Oh, yes, that's your day, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you gone to church today?
I listened to some church on a podcast a little bit earlier. Yes.
Okay. You don't really get as much of the feeling if you just stay at home. You have to go to the church.
The church. I kind of slept in. You know, I got.
You have to do whatever you can to go see the Lord. It's the one day for the Lord. Sleep in on a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Thursday, or Friday or Saturday.
You cut no slack for anybody, do you?
You have to go to church.
Yeah. Okay. Well, would you like to play the game boat?
Okay. Let's
racehorse or something my mom said.
Yes, let's play a game.
This is boat, racehorse, or something my mother said. I'm going to be giving a word from the news.
Is that song played with an organ?
That song is played with an organ.
That's the instrument of the Lord. They have those in church everywhere.
They do?
Mm-hmm. Have you never been to a church?
Oh, I've been to church. Yes, yes, I've been to church.
Okay, you better have.
Oh, yes.
You better not be lying or else that is
no,
a sin.
No, I would not
that
lie to you.
That is a sin.
I would not lie to you, Tiffany. I would not bend to lie to you at all.
Okay, well, I forgive you because the Lord is all about forgiveness.
I'm happy about that. Well, are you ready? I'm going to give you... Shall I kill the theme music now?
Yes. Word?
Okay.
Yes.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a word or a couple of words put together, and it's going to be something from the news. And you're going to have to guess, is it a name of a boat? Or is it a name of a racehorse? Or is it something my mother said this week? Okay? First word is Luda Ne Ophis.
That sounds like a boat name.
Are you sure that's a boat name?
Yes, because it's a boat name. I have a friend,
mm-hmm.
and her boat is named Luda Loon.
Luda Loon?
Yes.
And then how does that correlate into Luda Naofis?
Well, the first word, Luda,
Luda,
is in both of those.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's how it, I think. That's
what I'm saying. I once heard that a boat is a hole in the water of which you pour money. Because boats are expensive and it doesn't pay you anything back.
Well, it does. You can travel anywhere with... I mean, it's... you can travel anywhere with a boat.
Well, the ownership of it. A boat is a hole in the water of which you pour money.
I guess.
Okay.
But I know. All I know is that money is like... the worst thing, because greedy is a sin. Being greedy
is
a sin.
That's a sin, yes.
It's one of the seven sins.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you got it right. That boat,
look at me.
The Luda, I'm probably mispronouncing that, the Luda Naofis, that is an Irish fishing boat that sunk off the coast of Scotland, and video showing them the rescue was all over the internet.
Oh my goodness, I hope they go to church. Now, they probably did not go to church. Otherwise, they'd be living the life. They'd be good and healthy. They would not be trying to be sinking, you know, in the ocean.
Sinking in the water if they went to church.
Yes, if they went to church, if they believed in the Lord, if they let Him
take over their lives.
I concur. So are you ready for the next phrase?
Yes, I'm ready.
Number two, is this a boat, a racehorse, or something my mother said? Just away.
That sounds like a horse name.
And why do you think that's a horse name?
Wait a minute, can you say it again?
Just away.
Two separate words?
Three words, or two words, whichever you prefer.
Just
away.
Away.
Just away.
Away, or just away?
Just away.
Okay, that's something my mother said.
Then no!
It's a horse name?
It's a horse name.
Look at that, I was right in the first one.
You were right on the first one.
If it was together, I don't know, I would have thought that it was a horse name. Just away?
Well, you don't seem to be the type that hangs around gambling and horse races.
I don't gamble, I can ride horses. Gambling is also kind of a sin. Because it's spending your money so you can get more money, and once you get that more money, you become greedy. And then someone takes it away, and then you get all mad and sad, and you're homeless on the street. That's why you should have listened to Jesus first, not go gambling.
Well, the horse just is away. This came from Yahoo Sports. It was one of the two of the number one horses that was training in Japan. It's on the internet. You can go look it up.
It's good. My horse's name is Bloob.
Bloob? Tell me about Bloob.
Blue?
Bloob.
B.
Bloobie.
Blue. And then there's like a B.
Okay, Bloob.
Like two. I call it Bloob.
Bloob?
Because it's the last name. I gave it a last name. Uh-huh. Everyone deserves a last name.
This is true. Yes.
And as well as a first name. So Miss, I call it Bloob for some reason. I've been calling it since I was a child. But the last name is Bodacious.
Blue Bodacious.
Yes.
So is he from the south or from the north? Where is he primarily from?
My parents had a horse, two horses, a boy and a girl, gave birth to Blue. And Blue was mine because my parents gave birth to me. So the horses were like the parents gave birth. So we both connected. Now we're friends.
I understand.
And he wears a cross on his neck as well as I do.
Oh, where's your cross?
My cross.
Oh, there it is. Yes.
My cross. Right here. Tiny, tiny cross.
Okay. Well, are you ready for the last and final word, please?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so. Is this a boat, a racehorse, or something my mom said?
Okay.
Mother Humper.
Something a mama would say.
Are you sure?
Yes.
That's something a mother would say? It could be the name of a horse or a boat.
I think it's something a mama would say.
Could be a racehorse. You know, hand coming around the backstretch. It's Mother Humper by a neck coming across the finish line.
I think it's something a mother would say.
Well, you are correct. That is something my mother said.
Yes.
She was trying to recite the old Mother Hubbard nursery rhyme, and she got all tongue-tied, and it came out, Old Mother Humper went to her cupboard to get her dog a bone.
Okay. See, maybe she didn't listen to Jesus, so Jesus made her mess up. That's probably why.
Well, you know, I think that's about all we have for that. Unless you have any messages you want to give to the people watching.
Okay.
Or do you want to give a close out with the theme music? The organ again?
I'll do it after I explain.
Okay.
Something.
Okay.
Okay. So I want everyone to know that Jesus, he helps you with things. Now today is the day of the Lord. Luckily, I went to church today. Okay. And if you didn't want to go to church, you better go next time because you just have to go, okay? And also, how was your Christmas? Because Christmas is all about the Lord too. Everyone loves Christmas. Everyone. Everyone who believes in the Lord. Because if you don't like Christmas, don't believe in the Lord, you get bad things. You have not what is called karma. I don't believe in karma. I believe in Jesus. If you do something bad, Jesus will do something bad to you. Okay.
You and Grandma don't get along very well, do you?
I think she's fine. She doesn't like me, though. She just doesn't like me. I like everyone. I forgive people. I forgave her for calling me a bad name.
And this has been the Shiny Squirrel Improv Comedy Podcast with Maya May featuring Grandma and Tiffany. Tune in next week when we hear Tiffany say...
lube.